In the gospel reading today, we hear this radical departure, the letting go, the leaving behind everything in order to follow Jesus Christ. And this is something that's really hard personally for us to do. And it's not only a one-time matter, it's a daily decision that we have to let go of anything that impedes us, anything that's holding us back, or anything that would stop us from truly following Christ. And it's not the things or the matters that are corporal, the things that are humans, but also the things that are from the soul as well. Each and every day we have to choose personally for ourselves to let go of what's still holding us back so that we can truly love Christ. And today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Jerome. And the Holy Father, Pope Francis, wrote a very beautiful article, 1600 words to be exact, on the life and the gift of Saint Jerome. I was reading it today and it's so beautiful, and I think it's worth a reading. In this encyclical, the Holy Father said that Saint Jerome is known for two wonderful qualities that we as postmodern beings or postmodern humans often miss. First is the total consecration to God. God first. For him, it had always been God first. And because of this attitude of putting God first, he was able to live in a very austere life, in a cave most of the time, in Bethlehem. And with a life with nothing more than reading the scripture in its original language and translate it into the language of the time, which is Latin, the Vulgate version of the scripture. Because of his total dedication and consecration to God, he fell in love with the Word of God. And the Word of God then became a source of nourishment that gives him life. And that's why the Word of God motivates him to continue to dwell in, to deepen his relationship with God. And that that love for God lead him to the truth. The truth of knowing all things, not just to serve himself, but knowing all things so that he can use the gifts and the talents that God had given him to glorify and lead other people to the Almighty, which helps us to see that our reason, our search for the truth, is not only to gain us a title or to gain us a position or to gain us some type of worldly acknowledgement. But the search for truth is not only an abbreviation before our name or after our name. All of the search for truth is the search for who we are and the gifts God has given us, our dignity, who we are made in the image and likeness of God, the love for the truth and the truth that set us free, the truth that is able to be at work in us and through us to bring other people to God as well. And in the encyclical today, the Holy Father also invites us to have the same mentality as Saint Jerome have, to use the scripture not only to prove our lifestyle, not to use the scripture to fit what we want to hear, but to let the scripture set us free. The scripture, especially the gospel, the good news, have that power to set us free. So we have to ask ourselves, is the scripture my servant, or am I serving and using the scripture to help me to know who God is and who I am with him? Are we servant of the Word of God, or are we asking God to serve us? That's why Saint Jerome said, the love of the scripture always lead us to Christ. And that's why the ignorant of the scripture is the ignorant of Christ. You see that radical dependency that Saint Jerome is teaching us, that we have to search for the truth. We have to read the Bible. We have to allow the Word of God to set us free instead of simply pick and choose whatever we want for our own lives alone. So therefore, through the intercession of Saint Jerome, today, as we celebrate 1600 years of his death, we celebrate his spirit, the spirit of docility, humility, obedience to the scripture, and to allow the gifts that God has given us to lead other people closer to him, especially lead them toward the deeper love for the holy word of God.